Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Yud Aleph of Masechtas Makis. Some of the topics to learn about include Machzir Neser Ritzeach, an inadvertent killer is released from the Eir Miklat upon the death of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara discusses Kohen Gadol, several types of Kohanim Gedolim, including Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, a Kohen Gadol who is anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, Merubah B'Begadim, a Kohen Gadol who is installed by wearing the 8 Big Dekuna of the Kohen Gadol, Avir Mim Shechusai, a Kohen Gadol who served as a replacement while the Kohen Gadol was temporarily disqualified, Meshuach Mochama, the Kohen who is anointed to address the soldiers before a war. B'Mises Kulan Hu Chayzer, a Dilma B'Mises Achad Mehem, whether he goes free only after they all die, or even after one of them dies. The mother of the Kohen Gadol would bring them food and clothing so that they should not daven, so that the Kohen Gadol should die. If the Kohen Gadol died after the Harig B'Shkog was sentenced to Galus, but before he actually went into exile. Actually, if the Kohen Gadol died before the Harig B'Shkog was sentenced to Galus, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed. Nigmar Dinei Umeis, if he was sentenced and then died before he was exiled. Nigmar Dinei Venasek Kohen Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, if someone was sentenced to exile and the Kohen Gadol was then discovered to be unfit. Nigmar Dinei B'Loi Kohen Gadol, V'Ahari Kohen Gadol, B'Kohen Gadol Shaharag, Ene Yetzim Misham La'ilam. If one was sentenced to exile before another Kohen Gadol was appointed, and so there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of his sentencing, or if one killed the Kohen Gadol, or if a Kohen Gadol killed inadvertently, they never leave. The Gemara discusses the impact of Killas Chacham Afilu Bechina, a Talmud Chacham's curse even if unwarranted, Killas Chacham Al Tanai, a Talmud Chacham's curse even if it was conditional, Nidu Al Tanai, a conditional excommunication.